Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And we have Mr. Fabulous Ed on the board today. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing very good on the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yes, we're getting ready for that chill.
Yeah, you know, today's high was last night at midnight.
Oh, that's crazy.
67 degrees.
Yeah, because this morning when I took my walk, it was like 66, and I think it's like 59 now or
something. Yeah, it's in the 50s now. Yeah. We're going to wake up to 35.
Yeah, but no snow. Yeah. No snow, so that's okay. I can't
win them all.
I can win. So Lynn's not with us today. She's out gallivanting as usual. But hi, Lynn. But today we have a good friend of mine, Stephanie Edwards, here today. It's so fabulous to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you,
yeah,
too.
It's good to be in person, you know.
I know. Email and Zoom and phone.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about a couple of different things with Stephanie today. But one of the things I want to talk to you, or first I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Shannon in Largo. We have Julia in St. Pete, and we have Jennifer in Ohio, and I put next to that, brr. but like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen when we're on the radio, or you listen on YouTube, or Facebook, or my website, or wherever. Just know that my main purpose to be here is to help you in any way I can. And I don't know everything, that's for darn sure. But if you need a resource, if you have a question, if I do not have the answer, I'll find somebody that does. And that's one of the fabulous things about working in this Tampa Bay community here. Because we're filled with professionals that want to make a difference.
Very collaborative.
Yeah. Because I go speak in other states. It's not the same. It's, oh, you're stepping on my toes. Or, you know. And if I refer somebody, let's say, for instance, to Arden Courts. And it turns out that Arden Courts is not the best fit for their loved one. Arnquist is not going to go, okay, goodbye. They're going to find a place or help, yes, them find a place that'll be good for them.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'll have people that'll call me and they'll need a service that I don't provide. And it's wonderful to be able to say, oh, but I know some people that you might, yeah, want to call.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, oh, yeah, sorry, good luck with Google.
Well, and I have to be really careful, too, with the people I align myself with, because I can't have a community on my website. I don't have time to babysit them, you know, because it could be a fabulous community and then there's new management or someone takes over, mm-hmm, and it's not where I would want to send my loved ones to. But right, then I know I can call somebody like Frank Pasco or Lisa Keith because they know what's going on,
right,
because that's their job.
Exactly.
And they know what's going on. I think that makes me feel very comfortable that I'm able to do that because the people I'm also referring to, Frank or Lisa, whoever, people that I trust.
Right, that you know are going to do the right thing. I mean, not the right thing for them, but the right,
right,
thing for the family, which,
right,
is what we all try,
right,
to.
And it
to
is
do.
A family affair. It's not just the person that needs care.
Well, especially if they're lucky, it's a family affair.
Yes.
I mean, it's the people that don't have family that it's so difficult because they have all these health challenges, and then they have to deal with all these other challenges, yep, on their own. So family is a true blessing.
Well, I have to tell you, the other morning I had breakfast with Officer Joel Quattlebaum, who's the Senior Services Police Officer in Largo, who is just a fabulous resource. And there was a woman, 95 years old, sleeping in a car at the police station.
Oh.
Homeless.
Oh, my gosh.
Homeless. And I said, didn't she have any family? Yeah, she has somebody in Ohio. You know, some people don't have anybody, and then some people, they have them, but they just don't really care.
Right.
But the thought of a 95-year-old woman, and of course they had emergency services, so he got her in a hotel, and he'll be getting her into Pinellas Hope or somewhere.
Right.
But
it's so sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. And you have to watch for your neighbors, too, because you don't know what's going on with the neighbors. You know, I had one of my caregivers about a month or so ago took her life by suicide.
Oh, no.
And she was caring for her husband and her mother. But the saddest thing was, afterwards, we found out no one knew she needed help. Not her church, not her neighbors, not her family. Everyone she talked to, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay.
Oh, with that heavy load.
Yeah. And she could have had that village helping her. So caregivers, reach out. Reach out for help. Say yes when somebody asks to help. And there's always something that, believe me, you're not the only one that can do laundry. You know, it could be as simple as that. Somebody coming over, taking some laundry from your house, going to their house, they're not even in your space, do the laundry and bring it back. And your neighbors probably have to go to the supermarket. You don't have to go to the supermarket. Yeah. You know, and if you're listening to this and you know somebody who's a caregiver, so when you go to the supermarket, you get that BOGO, bring one over to your neighbor's house. If anything, they're just going to be so thrilled that someone thought of them.
Yes.
That
yes.
someone thought of them and that someone cared.
It's very isolating. I mean, it's the hardest job in the world to be a caregiver. And there's so much guilt, so much unnecessary guilt that prompts people to say, well, if I ask for help, I'm failing. Well, no. If you're asking for help, you're succeeding.
Exactly. And I hate to say it, but sometimes I have to say to caregivers, if you don't take care of yourself, you're doing an injustice to your loved one. Now, that's a little tough. But it's very true.
Right, because if the caregiver goes down, the whole ship goes down.
Right.
And then it's a crisis.
And then there's the worst scenario. Right. And the thing is, too, I love you guys. You know how much I love you, and I know you think you're the bomb caregiver. And only you can do it. And it's your responsibility and blah, 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 blah. I think sometimes, and I've said this before, but I think sometimes your loved one is sitting there under their breath. They're saying, could you please go away for a couple hours? You know, and I find some caregivers finally decide to get help when they said to me, either they say I yelled at my mother or I started gritting my teeth. Well, that means you need help because we're not supposed to be gritting our teeth. We're not supposed to be yelling at our mothers.
Even under the best of circumstances, everybody needs a break.
Yes.
You know, even no matter how much you love them or how fulfilling taking care of them
it's exhausting.
We all need a break. We all need a mental health break.
Yes, it's exhausting. And the person you're caring for wants you to do that. Because I don't want my daughter taking care of me one day and I'm thinking, oh my God, she's stopping her whole life just to take care of me. Look at her. She's gritting her teeth. You know, we don't want that. We don't want that. And whatever you're feeling as a caregiver, I mean, you may be taking care of a loved one that isn't even verbal anymore. But you think they don't feel your feelings? If you're agitated, if you're what? You know, recently, maybe a month or so ago, I chatted with this woman and she was complaining because her grandma lived with her uncle and he thought she's taking money, you know, all the whole story.
Right.
And the rugs need to be cleaned and this and that. And I don't care about the money. I don't care about the money. And so after a little while, I said, how about you try this? Since you don't care about the money. Number one, don't go visit grandma when he's there.
Right.
Well, then he can't annoy you. He works. He's not there every day. I said, and her grandma's almost blind. I said, and if you're worried about those carpets, just call in a carpet cleaner. Or you could sit there every day and be mad about the carpets dirty for your grandma. I said, and do you want your grandmother's last days, weeks, or whatever to be sitting with you when you're agitated?
Right.
I said, let's just try to do this. And her grandmother passed away, I think, about a week or so ago. And they had a lovely time before that.
Oh, that's good.
They had a lovely time before that.
Because they got all the clutter out of the way.
Yeah.
What's really important? And they got to just be a family. I mean, that's what sometimes gets lost in the whole caregiving world is, you know, it becomes a schedule and a list. Yeah. And I need to do this. And I have to go to these doctor's appointments. And you lose that ability to just enjoy each other as a family because it gets buried under the obligation.
Well, I have to talk to caregivers sometimes because they're racing around the house as they're talking to their loved one. Their loved one...
I do that here. Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, we all have to, you know.
This might be a reset for me, too.
These lessons are for everybody. But, you know, you need to sit down, and you need to do eye to eye, and you need to... I'll tell you, and I haven't thought about this for a while. I just started thinking about it the other day, though. So, when I was caring for my mom. So, my mom was over at my house one day, and I was in my office doing whatever. She was watching TV, whatever. And I came out, and she was staring at her hands. Just staring at her hands. And I'm like, what? And she goes, just looking at these old, ugly, arthritic hands. Oh. And they look pretty beat up or whatever. Yeah. Now, normally I would have said, oh, Mom, those hands are just fine. Yeah. Oh, Mom, here's some hand lotion.
Yeah.
But I decided to stop and take my mother's hands in my hands and look at my mother in the eyes and say, Mom, these are the best hands in the world. You know, these hands wiped my tears, combed my hair, gave me a whack on the fanny when I deserved it.
Yeah.
I said, these hands are the best hands in the world. And she just so softly said to me, thank you, Linda. But that was a profound moment for both of us.
Aww.
You know, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, I was speaking to you about the show. I'm talking to some caregivers this morning, and they're telling me they're going out doing what I call guilt shopping. So my neighbor brought me a poinsettia, so now I got to get something for her. Or somebody at the doctor's office, or whoever, gave me something, and I feel like I have to give them something. First of all, you don't have to give something to somebody because they gave you something. They choose to give you something because they want to give you something. They're not giving it to you because they expect something in return. But I'm thinking, if you really feel like you have to do something, what happens when you do this guilt shopping? What are you buying? Candles, salami
candy,
trays?
Stuff we don't need.
Yeah. You know, whatever it is. And so how about if you want to do something like that, you feel you have to buy something for somebody, why don't you give a donation to a nonprofit? I believe in Pinellas County, I believe in Give Where You Live. There's a bunch of fabulous nonprofits, and I'll tell you, if somebody sent me a gift, I'd much rather know that there was a donation made in my name to a great charity than a candle or a salami board or whatever it is.
Yes.
So, now we're going to talk a little bit about nonprofits. So, Stephanie's an elder care attorney in St. Pete. She's been on my team for a really long time, and we're going to talk about some elder care issues a little later, but what we're going to talk about right now is caregiver pause connections.
So, yes, Caregiver Pause Connections came about because when I was talking to my clients and they were doing their estate planning, we always say, okay, do you have pets? What's the plan for the pets? And so many seniors said, oh, I don't have a pet anymore. And I'd say, why? And they'd say, well, it's not that I don't want a pet anymore. It's that I'm really worried that something might happen to me before my pet passes away. And right. Then where's my pet going to be? So they're trying to be a responsible pet owner. But meanwhile, they have no pet in their lives. And meanwhile, we have all these pets that need to be adopted.
Right.
And, you know, the first couple of times I heard it, I was like, oh, that's so sad. And then I started hearing it over and over again. I was like, okay, there's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, I'm getting a message here.
Well, yes, exactly. What can we do? And because we came into being right before the pandemic and through the pandemic, we've been through all these gyrations about how do you make a difference? And then, you know, talk about messages or signs. One of the people that works with me lives in one of the retirement communities. And she called me, this was maybe about a year and a half ago. She called me, she said, one of my neighbors had to move to assisted living, and she took her cat, Laurel, with her. And, you know, she's been there about a week, and the housekeepers are talking to each other, and no one's seen Laurel out of her carrier. Every time someone goes in, Laurel's in her carrier. So they started paying attention, and they realized that her owner was scared that Laurel was going to get lost and was just leaving Laurel in her carrier.
In a safe place.
In a safe place. So the housekeepers kind of came in and said, okay, we need to intervene. And so the person that works with me called me and said, Laurel needs a new home. I was thinking, okay. So I picked up the phone and I called Friends of Strays and I said, Laurel needs a new home. And through trying to find Laurel a new home, this whole idea blossomed in that, you know, one of the programs that we have, we call it the Furry Godparent Program. And we work with senior communities and churches so that if they have a senior who either because they've become permanently disabled and can't take care of their cat or dog, or they pass away and they can't take care of their cat or dog, then they can elect to participate in our Furry Godparent Program. And then we partner with Friends of Strays to find their cat or dog a new home.
Okay, so let's say I live at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pet, and I need rehab or surgery or something like that. Is there anything in the program that you have, like, part-time or temporary fairy godparents?
That is the hardest need, because most of the resources, most of the placement resources are not available for part-time placement.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to create a directory on our website, a resource directory, that will list different services that people might be able to access if they have a temporary incapacity, boarding facilities for for dogs.
And maybe some more people will approach you that do that too.
Exactly. And so it's not a list that we're able to vet and say, okay, we've talked to all these people.
Right.
But for example, when I broke my wrist and my cats had to go to the vet, I didn't even know that mobile vets existed.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mobile vets, they're great. They just come. Yeah. And I couldn't even catch the cats to put them in the carrier because I only had one arm.
And
the vet's like, yeah, no problem. The vet tech comes in, they catch the cats, they put them in the carrier, they take it out to the mobile vet that's sitting in the driveway. I was like, this is fabulous. So there are a lot of resources
that you can refer
out
people
there
to
that
also.
We can refer people to. But I will say the hardest unmet need is this temporary stay in a rehab. I mean, it pretty much comes down to friends and neighbors at that point. So that one's still a work in progress.
So maybe somewhere down the line, like there could be a section of the website where people could say, I would take care of a pet.
I would foster it.
For a certain period of time, and maybe you could find some volunteers that would do that. You know, I only had one dog in my life, and my husband bought the dog for me like a couple of months before my mother died, because we knew my mother was dying.
Yeah.
And I love my dog to death. And she died a couple of years ago. And I wanted to get another pet one day. I'm doing a lot of traveling now, so I feel there's a responsibility there. But I'm thinking if I get a really tiny one, I could just take it with me.
Exactly.
You know, or whatever. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I should try to do a little foster thing first to see if I'm ready.
Could be.
You could
cat sit for a neighbor, dog sit for a neighbor and check it out. We have found out, this was a surprise to me as well, we are now having some seniors call us and say, hey, I really want to own a pet that another senior owned.
Mm-hmm.
So if a pet comes through the program, would you let me know? And then we can direct them to Friends of Strays and they can ask for, the pet that just
got
placed.
One of my caregivers moved, her husband passed away and she sold her house and she moved into a community, an independent, beautiful community. And she had two dogs, and the one dog just couldn't settle there no matter what. Would not stop barking. They were used to a house or whatever. Right. I referred her to you, so I don't know if it went through you or whatever, but she found a home.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What happened, it didn't officially go through the program, but the person I work with who lives in the senior community, she knew of a neighbor whose wife had just passed away, and he was looking for a dog. And so we were able to get them connected, and the dog had to have a little interview because his kids all had dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog had to interview with, but it worked out. And then my the person that I work with said, they're like this now. So he now has a dog.
Yeah.
The dog has, a life that is better suited for what it was used to. So yes, it was a success story.
And you know what? I want you to have a pet if you want a pet. And there are ways that you can have a pet if you want to have a pet. I think it's so important. I mean, one of the biggest things with people is they're isolated. If a pet, you have to go out and walk the pet at least twice a day, if maybe not more.
Right.
That pet, they're always there for you the second you walk in the door, no matter what kind of mood you're in or whatever. And they change your mood.
They do.
They really do. They change your mood. I remember my husband had a cat when he was terminal. And the cat would sleep on his chest and just purr.
Aww.
And it was such a comfort to him.
Yes.
It was unbelievable. All right. So first we're going to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. so I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So, Stephanie and I have been talking about pets. But there's some people that really can't have a live pet because it might be a full hazard for them, or they may be immobile, you know, whatever. So let's talk about Joy for All, because this is a Joy for All.
Oh, it's fabulous. So we've got the cat and the dog out here. They're not turned on, but when they have batteries and we turn them on, they'll bark, they blink their eyes. Yeah. And through our furry godparent program, if someone's giving up their cat or dog because of a permanent disability, we will give them one of the robotic cats or dogs so that they can still have that presence in their life, but they don't have to worry about walking it because they can't anymore. Yeah. Or, you know, like in Laurel's case, you know, that she didn't come out of the carrier. But
Right. Yeah,
Joy for All did a fabulous job.
They're so realistic.
They're very realistic.
You know, when they first came out, or when I first heard about them, maybe it was like a year and a half ago. And one of my daughter's friends, her mom was in a community out on Long Island. And she always loved dogs. And so I sent her one, and she said, "They all got those damn baby dolls, but I got a dog that barks." And she was so happy. You know, because the baby dolls are for everybody. But yeah, she was so happy, and it's such an important thing. So think about that. Think about that. You do have different options.
Yes, it can bring a lot of companionship to people. We've heard, you know, through the elder law practices as well as through Caregiver Pause. I mean, we've just heard stories from families who say, "Oh my gosh, you know, my parent knows that it's not real, but it doesn't matter because it's still companionship for them. It's still a symbol of love and nurturing.
Yeah, it's so very important. And if you want one of these besides the program, you can go to joyforall.com. I'll put the information in the show. It's a great investment. It's well worth it.
It is. You hear robotic cat or dog, and you think, "Oh, how like?"
Well, you think of those when you were a kid, that metal wind up kind of one,
or like the Jetsons
glued on it. You know,
but these are like, you know, stuffed animals that have personality. Is really more what
they're
like.
They do. They're absolutely fabulous. So let's talk about a little bit about more about Pause Connection, how you fund it and what's going on with that.
We are funded through a combination of grants and donations. We're 501c3, which I have to tell you has been such the adventure because I have a law firm that I started. And so, I started a law firm. Of course, I can start a charity. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Is it so different?
Yes.
This whole nonprofit world is so different.
I had a nonprofit at one time. Oh, my goodness.
So we are 501c3, and fortunately, I have people on my board who have extensive nonprofit experience.
That's good.
To help guide. But yes, it's the donations and the grants. AARP Tampa Bay gave us a grant to start the resource directory on our website.
Fabulous.
And Better Living for Seniors just gave us a grant to help both purchase the cats and dogs from Joy for All, and also if someone can't afford to participate in our program, it's a $400 participation fee for the Furry Godparent program. We can use some of the money from
the
BLS
money
to underwrite someone who might not be able to afford either the whole $400 or any of the $400.
I love BLS, and for the people that are listening that know, BLS is Better Living for Seniors, which is a branch of Area Agency on Aging here in Pasco Pinellas. And it's just a group of professional people, like I said earlier, that want to make a difference, that want to share resources, and it's just a fabulous thing.
It is. I have met so many resources. I mean, when I first opened my office, BLS is where I went to try to find out, who cares about the seniors.
That's how we met each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's still just a really fabulous resource, so that, as we were talking about before, you really hate it when you have to say, I don't know where to send you.
Yeah.
And so
that's, we don't do that.
That helps.
So if somebody wants to make a donation, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is www.caregiverpaws.org.
Okay.
So you can donate through the website. We have a Facebook page. You can donate through Facebook. Or you can send in, if you like, just regular sending a check, you can send a check. The address is on the website. We are happy to accommodate whatever method of payment you preserve. Exactly.
Yeah, because there's a lot of expense in doing things. People don't realize that.
There is. I mean, we don't have any paid staff. I mean, we're all volunteers.
Yep.
So we don't have that overhead. But there's still, I mean, you've got regulatory overhead.
Yeah.
You've got, you're gonna buy the animals.
Yeah.
And
so do you have a fundraiser coming up or something?
We are the recipient of a fundraiser. So the St. Petersburg Women's Chamber of Commerce is having an event March 16th. It's called Inspire Her. And so it's gonna be the speaker is a TED Talk speaker who's gonna talk to us, and we're gonna honor some of the members of the community of Lifetime Achievement Awards, and all the what they're doing, what the Women's Chamber of Commerce is doing, is raising funds for two senior organizations. One of them is ours, Caregiver Pause Connection, but the other one is Saving Our Seniors.
Yes, Kelly Castle.
Yeah, Kelly's organization. So two fabulous organizations that make a difference in the lives of seniors are going to be the recipients
That's fabulous.
This event. So you can, we'll be putting this on our website as well. But if you go to the Women's Chamber of Commerce and look for the Inspire Her event, it's going to be at the Birchwood. It's going to be a nice.
Yeah, I'll put all the information and the links for the show and everything. Because, And please think, like I said, don't buy those guilt gifts. I think so many people would love a gift to know that you donated to Caregiver Pause or to Women with Purpose. So, there's a lot of organizations, especially here locally, that they need your help too. During COVID, there was a lot of people were really, some of the smaller nonprofits closed up. It was really a tough time. So, think about where you put your money and where your heart is, because you really can make a difference. So I was just thinking when we were chatting, so if someone's listening and they have a pet, and what if they have problems with feeding them, with getting dog food and stuff? Do you have resources for that?
I know. In fact, I was just yesterday at So I know of two resources. The SPCA Tampa Bay has a food bank, has a Pebbles Food Bank. If you call them, I believe they're open on Tuesdays. And then I know that Friends of Strays works with, I just forgot the name of the organization. They work with another organization that provides pet food for people as well, which I'll remember in a second.
It's all right, we'll get back to it. Yeah, but like, really, you know, even if you just want to donate pet food to one of those places, I'm sure get some of them big bags from Sam's Club or wherever. That could be a wonderful thing you could do. And that's something, too, you know what? That's the kind of things you can do with your kids.
Yes.
You know, take your kids and show them this is what we're going to do at Christmas, is we're going to help some pets. You know, we have Toys for Tots, which is fabulous. We have Silver Santas, which is fabulous. So there are many different ways that they can do that. But I think you have to teach your kids by example. You know, I always tell my grandchildren, I mean, two of them are grown now, but I still have an 8 and 10-year-old. I said, you know, service work is not an option. It's a responsibility.
And it was fun. I mean, I was in the grocery store yesterday buying food for the food bank. And, you know, the people around me were all laughing because I had this cart full of food. They're looking at me like, how many pets do you have? I know I am on my way to being the cat lady, but not quite that far yet. And then the lady at the cashier was so excited. She's pulling over the other cashiers going, look. And so, you know, it was just bubbling.
Yes,
as it was going along. And you can think, oh, you're making the difference in the lives of these families and their pets for the holidays.
Yeah. I mean, anytime I volunteer or with other seniors in the community or my kids or whatever, you feel good. You feel good because you've done something that has made a difference.
And there's so much need. I mean, we just don't even realize how much need there is and how much we all have to be grateful for. I mean, it's normal. It's human for us to get bogged down in our day-to-day worries and responsibilities. But when we step back, oh, my gosh, do we have so much to be grateful for.
You know, I was telling you, when I went to Peru, it was a life-changing experience. There are very many very, very poor people there. I mean, we met this one couple. He was 32, she was 30. They had like a 4-year-old kid. They lived in this little hut. And next to them were these big ovens. And they baked 3,200 loaves of bread a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're happy. They're all happy. All these poor people are happy. Because they know what's important.
Right.
It's my family. It's my kids. You know, they'll walk 5 miles to make some money so their kids can go to school.
Yeah.
So we have to really get down to some of the basic stuff of what's important and what's not important. And what are we teaching our kids? And how do we want to be treated?
And how can we help them keep pets in their lives?
Exactly. Because you never hear anybody saying, I've never heard anybody tell me a bad pet story.
No. I mean, we all have days where we're frustrated because, you know, they've clawed at something that you wish they hadn't.
Peed on something.
But I'll tell you, I had to take, you know, and it's hard to imagine your life without pets until... Yo, suddenly, now this isn't a sad story, but both of my pets had to go to the vet at the same time. And you had to leave them there because, you know, cats don't pee on demand, so you have to leave them there when they have to have these tests. I walked back into my house, and it was so empty.
Empty, yeah.
Because neither one of them were there. Yep. Nobody was greeting me. And I knew they were going to come back in a couple of hours, but it was a little sobering. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of take them for granted sometimes.
When my dog died, it was tough. It was really tough, and sometimes I still think, like, I'm in my bedroom, like, she walked past the bed or something. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever, but so I'm considering. We'll see. But I need to talk about something really important before I forget. So Thursday, January 5th, the Largo Police Department, in conjunction with Connecting Caregivers, is doing a seminar at the Largo Community Center from 9 to 2. It is free breakfast and lunch, so if something gets you there, you know how that is. So in the morning, we're going to have the sign up for the virtual dementia tour. If you don't know what a virtual dementia tour is, the virtual dementia tour will let you learn and feel how your loved one does with some of
it. It's enlightening. Oh my gosh, when you realize what you can't do.
Right. I did once, and then when I did the second time, I'm thinking, I can ace this.
Yeah, because I have inside knowledge now.
And I couldn't.
No.
And I was so frustrated. But every time a caregiver does it, they say to me, oh, thank you.
Now I get
it. Oh, I understand. Oh, I have a little more compassion.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having them all throughout the day. Then we're going to have, we're going to talk about fraud prevention. Then we're going to talk about accepting help. And then the aging advocate will talk about reach strategy. And then our keynote speaker is Dr. Nancy Schlossberg. This woman is 93 years old. She's written 10 books. She is amazing. She is inspirational. A couple of her books is Too Young to Be Old. The other one is Retire Smart, Retire Happy. And then number three, these are just three of the books I picked out, is Overwhelmed. I'm so looking forward to meeting her, and I think you'll all be delighted to see her. And then we're going to have a VA program about general caregiver support services. And the Largo Police Department will be there, the City Outreach, the Largo Library, HCA West Panola, Area Agency on Aging, 211, Neighborly Care Network will give free respite care. So if you want to come and you say, I can't come because I have to take care of my loved one, that you have to call ahead of time and arrange this, but they will come to your home and pick up your loved one and take them to the adult daycare center for the day and then bring them back at the end of the day for no charge. And that might just be a way to have a little introduction to what adult daycare services is.
Yes, I mean, I think adult daycare is so misunderstood. I think the word daycare just makes people not really understand that it's really like a party. It's like the club. You go and you get to see your friends and you're going to do these activities and you get food and it's socialism. It's like being in the dorm.
And it's on your same level. You know, I've had caregivers say, oh, I don't know. And they go there, and before you know it, they're saying to me, could you find a place that does it on the weekends? Because my mom loves to go there every day, and it's very helpful for me.
Well, I had one client whose mother, she was just not into it. She was like, I don't want to do this. After about a month, she was having her daughters help her pick out what to wear.
Yeah.
What jewelry should I wear? What outfit should I wear? So it's definitely so much more fulfilling and so much more fun than people are expecting. We need to come up with a different name for it.
Club.
Yeah, yeah.
The clubs. The Silver Santa's Club or something
Club. Exactly. So something other than daycare.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, Mama Rose, is, I don't know, she's 90, whatever she is now. So her family thought that she should be going to adult daycare. And they went to a place that I highly recommend, TLC in Oldsmar. But they didn't want to tell her. She has 9 children. Nobody wants to tell her. So this is what we did. I may believe I worked there. I actually did some free programs there. And she came. And I said, "This is, you know, Mama, I'm on the road a lot. I'm out a lot. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to be a good example.
Perfect.
So when it's time to stand up to do this, you're the first one." And she loved that. She had it.
She has a purpose.
But when I did one of some programs there, one of the programs was a reminiscent program, and it was right before Valentine's Day. So they asked all the families to give them photos of their loved ones when they were younger. And then we played it like on a big screen, and guess who is who? And I remember there was one man that didn't do too much at all. Most of the time he just sat around and watched everybody else.
Yeah.
When he seen himself in that GI uniform, he was smiling, and the other ladies were like, woohoo, look at him. And it was such fun. It was such fun. But I went back another time to do it again, and the next time they stuck a picture of me in there when I was younger. I'm like, oh my goodness. No, they did it at the conference. But it was just so, it was so enjoyable. You could see how much they all enjoyed it and how much they chatted, and you know.
It just broke the ice.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all we need to do. And you don't have time at home to be doing this for your family. These communities, these adult daycare centers, that's what they're there for. They have education. They know how to treat people with Alzheimer's and dementia. They know how much they can do and how much they can't do. And they love it. Half of them go there, they have a job. You know, their job might be setting the table. Their job might be helping.
Well, Empath Health has just opened up a day center catering to veterans so that they can be with other veterans who, and the whole place is decorated with mementos and things to help spark their memory about their service.
Yeah. When we're talking about sparking memory, that's something else I want to mention. So we come around to the holidays, and we've talked about this a couple of times in the past couple of weeks with the holidays coming up, is about having a quiet space in your house for your loved one. I know I need a quiet space in my house for me.
Right after we get home from all the traffic, if we have to drive past the mall.
Yes. But, you know, many times it's overwhelming when there's a lot of people in the house, or it doesn't even have to be a lot of people. It could just be people that are normally not there, and it can be a little stressful for the loved one. So I want you to have that quiet space somewhere. And the other thing is I want you to create a memory box. Because somebody comes to visit, and they don't know what to talk to mom or dad about or whatever it is. So if mom was a Girl Scout leader, go online and print out some pictures of Girl Scouts and write troop 1410 on the back. That was my troop, so remember that.
I don't even remember mine. I'm impressed.
I was a leader.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes. You took your responsibility very seriously.
Yes. When I was younger, I was in the 4-H. But really, you know, if your mom was a nurse or your dad liked to golf or whatever it is, because it makes it easier for the person who's coming in and for your loved one to have a conversation. Because you'll pick up that people and say, I never knew you golf.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's so simple. It's so simple because we want to make it comfortable for everybody. Because sometimes people will not have that conversation because they feel uncomfortable.
Right, they don't know what to say.
Yeah, they don't know what to say. And then they get to learn stuff they never knew. Oh, I didn't even know Grandma was a Girl Scout leader. Or whatever that my or grandma spoke Italian or whatever that is, and the other thing is that people shy about and feel uncomfortable about is they don't remember your name, they can't remember my name. Well, they remember you, they just can't remember your name. And who cares if they call you Bob and your name is Jim? You just want to have a nice time with them. One suggestion that you can do is you can take a photo of yourself when you were younger and pin it on your shirt. Because many times when they see that older photo, they can make the connection. Not all the time. But please don't not see somebody or spend time with them because they don't remember your name. Or they don't remember where you live. Or they don't remember what your job. Just take some stuff out of that memory box that they'll probably remember. And just go through it. And just go through it. And you'll find out you'll have a delightful time. They'll have a delightful time.
Oh, they've got great stories. I mean, when they start talking about what's happened.
Everybody has a story.
Yes.
I wasn't always an 85-year-old woman. You know, and you hear stories. I remember one year with one of the BLS consortiums, whatever committee it was on, it was our consortium. It was around Valentine's Day. And we went around to the different communities and asked them to make centerpieces about their lives. And then so many communities were going to win a $100 gift card or whatever. Well, when you saw this, you had all these conversations people never had before. You know, there was one guy that was a pilot, and he was like the first one to fly behind the Iron Curtain.
Wow.
Like, who wouldn't? There were like some fabulous stories there that you never would have known. It was just so, the whole process was just amazing. I remember it was, it's a different community now, but the one that won, I went to the community like after the consortium to let them know, and I walked in, and they were all like in the lobby. and the activities director just came in like with her head down to joke with them. And they all looked so sad. When we told them what they won, they were like, did the happy dance and everything. But they had conversations among themselves too that they didn't have before.
Right. It's living history. Before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's things that are... You're never going to hear about it again.
Right.
It was a whole different world. It was a whole different thing, you know, with a television that went off at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, we see, in those days, because we didn't have all this stuff we have then, there was more conversation.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, it's a lot of texting. It's a lot of texting, which is tough. Because there's no intonation in a text either.
Subject to interpretation.
Yes, I was supposed to meet somebody one day, and they were upset about something, and I said blah 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 blah, And they said, alrighty then. And I was like, good, alrighty then. I saw them later. It was, alrighty then.
Oh. Oops. Yeah. Where's that emoji when you need it?
Yeah, they didn't have emojis then. Well, right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. Because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And so Stephanie and I were just talking about during the break, and I'm going to mention it for you listeners that have not heard from my conference or from different radio interviews. There's a company called Native Technologies, and I'm going to put the information in the show. And what this woman has done is she created a QR code for her dad. And so if you press on the QR code, there are three little videos about her dad. And the first video about her dad is that her dad was a professional football player, and he was a coach and all that kind of stuff. So she said her dad is now non-communicative. He cannot speak. She said, so if you're going to put a television on, you're going to put my dad watching TV, just make sure it's sports. If it's any kind of sports, he'll be happy. If you put all this stuff on, he's going to be upset. Now, how would you know that? How you wouldn't know that. Right. Many times when you move into a community, you fill out a whole information about dad, and in the beginning they read it, but the staff changes and they're not reading it. And then there was something about like what kind of food he likes, and then there was a little video because he has, I think, 7 kids. And each kid came on really quick. I said, "Hi, my name is Linda. I live in Florida. I'm the caregiver advocate, and I'm Dad's favorite daughter." They all said that except one guy said, "I am Dad's funniest son." But see, now they know a little bit about your family and could have a little conversation. And she's gone to the point of making this QR code and putting it on a business card. So if her dad's going in for x-rays or her dad is going something, people will take a minute or two to look at it, because it's successful on both sides.
It's a connection.
Yeah, and it's a success on both sides, because me as a caregiver, professional caregiver, I want to do the best I can for my client. I don't want it to be a sad day and nobody's talking to anybody. So, yeah, Native Technologies, I'll put the information in the show. I'm sure you'll be hearing more. I'm going to get a QR code made for myself, but I don't know what I want it on yet. We'll have to see. But, you know, it might just be a little tiny thing that you don't think about. All right, so it's getting almost time to wrap up. Oh, I have one other thing that I forgot to mention. Dr. Tam Cummings. We'll be doing a new seminar, Building Your Circle of Care. It's January 5th, 11 a.m. It's virtual. So if you're interested, I'll put the information in the show, or you can contact Arden Quartz. But, you know, Tam Cummings always has really good stuff to say. And I really think you, not only building your circle of care, some people feel they have a circle of care, and then a tragedy happens, or a hurricane, or COVID, and they realize the people they thought were in their circle can no longer be in their circle. So you have to update that kind of stuff, because maybe someone could help you out, but now they have their own physical issues or whatever, and they can't help you out anymore. So don't wait until there's a crisis. Build your circle. All right, well, it's going to be Christmas. So Merry Christmas.
It's going to feel like Christmas.
Yes. Happy holidays to everybody. You know how much I love you guys. I'm here for you if you need me. You can contact me at any time. We'll see you next week for another great show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled, and you need